Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for inspiration to take action, to grow? Then you've arrived. The Cocoa Express has been waiting for you.
Well, hello, my listeners. They're not my listeners. They are the listeners of Best Inventing You Ever, with my amazing co-host, Marilyn. Marilyn, are you there?
Hello. Hello. Yes, I am here. Feeling great and wonderful. How about you, Aurelia?
I am excited, but I'm also very much honored to be with you today because you have a very important event coming up, and I feel like I'm around a celebrity right now. Please tell us about what's happening to you next week.
Oh, well, thank you for that, Aurelia. Well, have any of you heard of Mr. Les Brown? He's a world motivational speaker, and he's someone that motivated me around 10 years ago when my life was upside down. I would listen to him and be inspired, and now I am honored to be called Les Brown, Guardian of Hope, along with 9 others. We will be with Les Brown on a live virtual summit next Saturday, April 2nd at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you need to register, and it's a free virtual summit. If you go to guardiansofhope.net, you can register there, and it's going to be amazing. Wonderful speakers, and Les Brown will be there to inspire you. So I hope that you can join us. And thank you so much, Aurelia, for allowing me to let everyone know. I know that you will be inspired, so please register. And if you can't attend live, it'll be recorded. So hope to see you there. Thank you, Aurelia.
And
I want to thank all of our listeners for being here.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, today, it's really interesting when we have these shows, we schedule the shows. I'm not always sure what is going to come to me with regards to how I'm going to really speak to the guest, in a manner that makes sense to them. And it was so funny. I went to pick up one of my magazines, and in it, there was this a survey done. And what really came to mind was that according to a survey published in McKinsey, 40% of the general population surveyed now consider wellness a top priority in daily life. That's really interesting because the pandemic has really changed the way we all look at life, the way we look at the world, the way we move in the world. And we're all coming from a different place now. I think we're all a little broken and we need to be fixed. And that fix would come in, it comes in from many different places. The healing comes from many different people, many different places. And today we have a woman who has a place that is able to fix and heal you. Marilyn, take it away. Introduce our guest.
Yes, interesting that when you speak about the pandemic, you can ask anyone the question, what have you learned during this pandemic? And you will get all different answers and all land on awareness. And here in our next invention ever, we're spotlighting this amazing woman. And her journey did not begin with owning an entity. She is an individual that she is called upon to serve, and she honors your body and fixes you up at her establishment, Arna Yoga Studio. This is Cheryl McLeod, and she has enjoyed a successful career as a creative director for corporate America, and her experience extends 25 plus years managing and identifying opportunities to launch new ideas. And she has always been active with the weightlifting and cycling. And becoming a certified yoga instructor, she formed 2C's, a wellness company with her husband, Owen. She became a franchise owner of Honor Yoga Warren in New Jersey. And their goal is to provide a welcoming and accessible yoga studio that fosters and supports community health and wellness. And yoga can transform your life both physically and mentally. So welcome, everyone, to the amazing Cheryl, best invention ever.
Hi, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
And we're excited to have you.
Yes, very excited.
Yes. Now, let's just dive in. In the beginning, I mentioned like a survey. And that talked about more people are looking at 40% of the general population now sees health as one of the top priorities. And then the funny thing happened when I got my paper today, I get the Saturday Wall Street Journal, and I open it up, and what are they talking about? They're talking about health, stopping a pandemic deadlier than COVID. And that happens to be high blood pressure. And yes, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, that happens to be something that they're talking about. Now they're talking about it. They should have been talking about it for ages, but now they're talking about it.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's really interesting, you know, how this time that we've had away from the world, you know, everyone was kind of like squirreling away in their own little cocoons trying to figure out what was going to happen next. And now that the, you know, we can come out from the caves that we were in and we can start, you know, interacting with people and doing things, we are still left with the ravages of what COVID has done. And, you know, I say this because you have a franchise, a yoga studio, and I know for a fact that, you know, we all had to stay away. How did you begin your journey to get to where you are today as far as being a business owner?
Well, my journey really began in Mexico because, you know, just like it stated, I've always been interested in weightlifting and cycling because I was interested in wellness for myself. But I never experienced yoga, and it's totally different. And once I was on this trip and I took this yoga class, what it did was really address a different aspect of movement. It addressed the mental aspect through meditation, through being centered, and I realized I wanted more in my life of that. I was connected with my mentor. Her name is Lynn Wiltshire. She's a professor emeritus at University of Texas in Austin, and she was an amazing asana lead during this practice in Mexico, and that is where it really starts. When you get introduced to someone who is able to take the time to walk you through what yoga is about, what it can do for you, that's life-changing. And so through that, I made that transition from corporate America. You know, I was there a long time. You know, the lifestyle was pretty run and gun. And I wanted to focus more on wellness, because at the end of the day there was no end of the day. Being able to make the transition was, I wouldn't call it a no-brainer, but it was a necessary thing to do for my health.
I understand that. And Marilyn could attest to that as well, because Marilyn is a Reiki master. So you two have the same kind of passion for the healing of the mind and body.
Yes, exactly. And I was also in corporate America, and I remember feeling like I was a hamster on a wheel and being in the rat race and being feeling squished like a sardine and a can of sardines and a train and thinking, and I used to think there has to be a better way than this to live.
Absolutely.
And when I learned about, when I learned about Reiki, I really transitioned slowly from corporate America to having my own business, which is helping heal hearts. So I really admire you for following your inspiration, and I know that it's not an easy task to do when you transition. But you followed your intuition and you followed your calling, and this is very much needed, especially nowadays. And the yoga, I know for me with Reiki is life changing, and I know with yoga, there's so many benefits, like not only physically, like increasing flexibility, your muscle strength, your tone, but also the stress that it reduces, and you will improve in every area of your life, mentally, emotionally, and physically.
Absolutely. And during this pandemic, you know, it didn't, and I agree with you, it didn't do us very well. It kept everyone isolated. And through that isolation, a lot of us shut down, and things that could have kept us moving was nil and void or very limited. We were afraid to go outside. We were afraid to really create the things that's going to make change. And yoga was one of them. Our studio, you know, we were opened, and then they shut us down. And even in the limited capacity, when we reopened in 2019 in the fall, there were a very small group of people who came in who are still with us today. And some of the things they talk about is it's transformative experience through this pandemic, being able to breathe. We all practice this chest breathing. Now it's deep belly breathing, which we call Ujjayi breath in yoga. And what that does is you're breathing from your stomach, then your abdomen, then your chest, and then out very strong while your tongue is at the top of your throat. And that type of breathing creates a calm. It helps you to move through the poses a lot easier. And it creates that calmness that we are looking for today. It helps you to be focused. And so breath is just as important as that movement, because combining it all helps you to engage in that flexibility that your muscles need. Your blood is needing that oxygen. It's all these detailed things that coming to a yoga studio is able to teach you. Coming to a yoga studio and really speaking with a lot of the teachers and the staff that really spend their time and all the training to put you where you need to be today.
Yes.
It's a graduated practice. It's a graduated practice, but being able to start the practice, that's what our studio is all about. We get you where you are in your practice. You don't have to be perfect. We're not looking for that. We're looking for bodies to share where you are and what your goals are, and we help you to reach them through the practice of yoga, meditation.
Now, my question to you is, how difficult was it for you to make the transition from leaving, you know, corporate America done, over with, to now being a business owner? Were there still some habits that you brought with you that you had to, it took a minute for you to shed, or was it just an easy transition to just walk away?
Well, I started in corporate America, but I always had a freelance LLC business doing consulting, design, and marketing. And so I already understood what it meant to be an entrepreneur. And this adventure to being a brick and mortar was really not a difficult decision from a business perspective. It was more of a a physical change, because now I'm not just consulting for companies, I'm taking the brick and mortar. So I felt comfortable because of the business background that I've had with my other consulting business that I had for about 7 years.
Okay.
The lifestyle change, yes.
I'm just asking this because I know that when I worked in New York and I worked on Wall Street, I had a moment where I kind of just zoned out because I'm standing. I don't know if you know where the World Trade Center station is when you come out.
Absolutely.
And you're right on Wall Street. And I'm standing there one day, and I went across the street, and I saw it looked like a million people coming in my direction. And I stood there like, oh, my God.
I remember those moments.
Yes.
Oh, my God,
yes.
Yeah, I know.
And I told myself, I can't do this anymore.
The pressure of working in the city, because I also worked in New York, was exactly that. You know, you leave at 5, I'm walking across town, everything was rush, rush, rush. I needed to make that transition, and I needed to change my lifestyle. It wasn't just a matter of, okay, I can't do this anymore. It was for health reasons. I needed to change. I mean, that was really a huge factor in my transition as well.
And I think all of us here with you today can completely understand it. And I'm sure a lot of the listeners can sit and attest to understanding that as well, because you can correct me if I'm wrong. It's as if you have, when you're in all of that chaos, because that's what I'll call it, it's as if you have an out-of-body experience.
That out-of-body experience is what makes you come to a crossroads and you say to yourself, do I continue on this path and end up in a not-so-good place, or do I try to focus on what kind of change I can make to get myself in a better place that's going to create peace? And it's that piece that I also was looking for and running away from the crowd.
Oh, yes. Sometimes they chase you because they want you to
say. Yes. I wanted a different crowd.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really interesting. Making, you know, a lot of people feel, you know, she made the transition, but what they don't know is all of the moving parts in the background. You know, what kind of training is required for you to be, you know, a yoga instructor? What is that training process like? And what kind of training is required for you to be a business owner? Please share that with us.
Absolutely. So I'll start with the yoga instructor. To be a yoga instructor, you have to go through a 200-hour yoga teacher training. And that training, it is life-changing because it involves you really bearing your soul. Why do you want to do it? And the training includes a commitment, sharing your experiences with people who are coming from different areas in their lives to talk about how to change your body, how to breathe. You go through philosophy. There are so many intricate aspects of it. You go through anatomy training. You go through reading the Yoga Sutras, which is a book based off of how we value our practice. The training is intense because of the fact that you have to show up every day to your students, and no matter where they come from, bring where they are in their practice. in addition to, and so that is really how you get started with yoga training. And then you want to continue to certify your trainings in different ways. So they have 300 hour and 200 hour, but I did the two. From a business perspective, Honor has their own training internally, but it is best to have a business background, which I did. I also have a marketing background. And then the hugest part to me is having a manager training certification, meaning how to deal with your team. Now, I say that from a business perspective because I worked in corporate, but you have a lot of teachers coming from various backgrounds, and you want to make sure that you manage the studio and be able to offer different incentives and things like that for your teachers because they are the backbone of the business. And they are the ones that are client-facing, or I would say client-facing or community-facing as well. So it involves a number of those things. You have to create it as a partnership, but at the same time, you have to make sure you're committing your staff to be able to offer and show up every day at a class, and it helps create a good atmosphere in the studio.
Okay.
I hope
and Marilyn,
that answers it.
Yeah, and Marilyn, you know, I'm sure you can attest to what she's saying because you work with the, you know, your clients in your practice, your Reiki practice.
Yes, definitely. You really, and there's just before I go on, I just want to just recap on one key component that she mentioned, and it's knowing why she was doing something. And when you know why you want to do something, that will keep you motivated to continue. There were many times during my practice where I used to, especially in the very beginning, I used to say, gee, I don't know, maybe I should go back into corporate. And there were many times that I was about to give up because I was going through a transition in my life, and I was still trying to have this vision of having my business. And
right.
When I knew why I was doing it, and it's because I was making a difference in somebody's life, and just when I was about to throw in the white towel and give up, I would always receive a message from a client saying, Marilyn, please keep doing what you're doing. You changed my life. You saved
right.
my life. And I knew that was a message from the divine guidance telling me, Marilyn, stay on the path. And 10 years later, here I am, and I am so happy that I did not give up and that I stayed there and I continued, because these clients, these are people's lives that we are making a difference in their lives. So for anyone listening, just when you have this dream and this vision and you know that you're doing it for the reasons that you're doing it, and you remind yourself, you won't give up. You won't give up. God won't let you give up, and you have to keep that faith. And yeah, so Aurelia, just as you asked, we with the clients, it's just knowing that you are there for them and that you're having an impact on these people's lives.
Absolutely. And when you mentioned transition from what you were doing, you know, that's what I've been doing all my life. Because as a creative, I consistently created products that change people's lives. Being able to practice yoga and watch someone come through the doors of the studio who never practiced before, and their shoulders are down, They may be a little slumped over, and they may not even be aware of it. And they share what exactly their goals are, what they're looking to achieve, and provide individual assessments. This isn't a one-size-fits-all. And this is where the care and the focus comes in on every last client. I might share with somebody that, you know, going to a roots class, creating a foundation will help with understanding the poses. If you're looking to do more flexibility and you may be a little injured, I guide them to a gentle class to start because there are different movements in that. So I'm specifically designing something for their needs. After 1 week, and I ask them to at least commit to three times or 2 to 3 times a week, they have a different look when they come around the corner to enter the studio. Their shoulders are lifted up. They're smiling. They express, they feel better. They're calmer. They feel a little bit more peaceful. These are the things that matter. This is what makes a difference. This is why yoga studios or places like this need to exist, because it's life-changing for whatever it is you're looking to do. And it, our studio, we do it one by one. It's not a group experience. You practice with a group, but you ultimately have an individual experience, and that's what we're focused on in changing a lifestyle. And that's why we're so committed.
I love how
like you're customizing it according to what the person needs, because I remember going to some yoga classes feeling like, wow, I can't do that if I was on an advanced class. But the one good thing about yoga is that you just listen to your body and you do what's comfortable for you so that you don't hurt yourself. Everyone is at a different level. And
yes.
From what you're doing, you're really working with where the person is at and meeting them where they're at. So that's a very unique, special service that you're providing.
Absolutely. I mean, when we meet them where they are in their practice, they're more apt to return for themselves. It's easy to have somebody come to your studio and say, hey, you know what? Yeah, sign up. Yeah, take this class. But I wouldn't want them to take a class they didn't belong in or they weren't ready for at that moment. We help build you up also. You could start as a beginner, but we help you to gain confidence, create that flexibility, begin to breathe, to shift you to where you can be. And yes, I love the individual aspects too, because I hate to be in a flow class where it's going super fast. And I'm a beginner, and I really need help.
I've been there.
So we definitely don't want that to happen. For sure. And flow is a fast class.
Yes. Now, tell us a little bit about Honor Yoga and Warren. What do you, at your studio, what do you offer?
Studio. In addition to all the stuff I mentioned, we offer a variety of classes to support your mind, your body, and yourself. And I say that because it addresses all of those. Starting with your mind, we're a meditation and yoga studio. And so we have a meditation room that says just breathe. Now, that room is situated with already cushions, meditation cushions, so that any time during the day while the studio is open, whether you want to center yourself before class, meditate before class, we have guided meditations that we put on to help center yourself. Some of these meditations are in 10-minute spells. Some of them are in 15 minutes. And what it does is you could be coming in from work, really busy. I need to calm myself down before I get into a class, you can hop in that room and meditate. You don't even need to take classes. You may just want to come and meditate. That room exists for that. And it's blue lighting in there to create that calmness and help bring the levels down to help you receive the body. Because the mind and the body is connected, whether we want to or not. And we also have a meditation teacher who teaches once a week there on Wednesdays. The body is, that's what we are about. We have tons of classes from beginner, our roots class, which is about the fundamentals. We're alignment based. And so in addition to meeting you where you are in your practice, alignment is very important in our studio so that you go in and out of poses safely with your body alignment. We have gentle, I mentioned that. That's good for stretching and relaxation and those with limited mobility. So if you have an injury and you're like, oh, my knees are sensitive, I don't know, I might have something sensitive, back sensitivity, gentle class is for you. So we want you to know that you can move wherever you are. And of course, seeing and listening to your doctor is super important. Then for those who are looking for a little bit more movement, there's our slow flow classes. That is a transition into our flow class, which are faster. We have strong and calm, which is a class that builds physical strength. A lot of people who are used to the gym activity really like the strong and calm class. We also offer yin, which is very passive practice because you're sitting in the poses. A lot of athletes really like yin, and a lot of, you know, people who really engage in physical activities, be it football or baseball, it's that deep tissue stretching that creates healing and stillness, patience as well. We have other traditional and non-traditional classes, but still incorporating yoga, and that's our aerial yoga. That's one of our popular classes. This class is a playful light class where you're hanging from an aerial silk. Poses are created within this silk. It helps lengthen the body. It helps stretches and compresses. It's sort of like a compression-free practice, and you're supported by the silk. This is great for someone who is suffering from PTSD. It's bringing and inverting your head below your heart, being supported by the silk. And then we also have a yoga bar, which is a fusion of yoga, Pilates, and bars. So a lot of those ballet and Pilates enthusiasts really love it. But again, with all of our variety of classes, we incorporate yoga in it because it is the foundation of how you begin to be centered and grounded in a practice that's going to take you where you need to be.
That is amazing. And I am a fan of aerial yoga, okay? I love it, okay?
Uh-oh, you have to come.
I would love to try it.
You have to try it. We have such an amazing time. And I guarantee you, you will be inverted on your first try.
I loved it so much. Now, what are your hours of operation so people can, you know, so our listeners can, you know, see if they can get to your studio?
So Monday through Friday, we are, you know, open in the morning from 8:30 to 11 a.m. And then we shut down for the afternoon, and then we reopen again from 5:30 to 7:30. On Thursday nights, we're open Wednesday and Thursday till 8 o'clock. On Saturdays, it's 8:30 to 11 a.m. On Sunday, it's 9:30 to 11. And these are the hours as I speak. We are going to be adding a few more classes where it would help probably change some of the hours. But to get the latest is to really visit our website because that gets updated even more so than where this schedule that I just mentioned, for sure. And that's at, if I can say the website, it's Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, dot Honor Yoga, H-O-N-O-R Yoga, dot com.
Okay. Now, the question I have to ask you is, with so much going on in the world, and, you know, I'm reading this stuff in the Wall Street Journal, and I'm picking up another article that's saying that now a lot of FSA and HSA accounts are being acceptable and stuff. Does that make it easier for you to, you know, have more people come in?
The FSA accounts, are these
flex spending?
Are these flex spending? That's what I thought. I'm like, I wasn't sure. You might have changed it since I left corporate America. But, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So these accounts should make it easy, and they should be encouraged, because it would make sure that your employees can get their receipts so that they can present it to their employers that they are taking advantage of health and wellness activities.
Okay.
And it would be awesome.
Yes, because I'm like, things are changing so much, you know, and now that since COVID, and I read another article that said that people who have experienced COVID and they suffer from long COVID symptoms, they need to take breathing exercises. And in another article that I read, they said that they're encouraging people, because a lot of people became victims of anxiety, you know, anxiety attacks because of the pandemic. They started recommending meditation classes for them as well. So it seems as if the powers that be are getting the message. So I hope that this translates to people really taking advantage of places like your establishment and going to get themselves fixed back. Right.
Well, I 100% agree, and I hope it's sooner than later, because we've had some pretty big challenges. And breath work is super important. That is the basis of yoga. I mentioned Ujjayi breath. That is the one breath that creates calm. It creates heat in your abdomen. But what happens is it's a different type of breathing than breathing just panic breath from your chest. And that is exactly what they may be experiencing. It may open up those gateways. You practice breathing while you're moving, and that is what, through the guidance of your yoga instructor. In regards to meditation, absolutely. Meditation has so many forms. A lot of people look at it as, oh, I've got to sit down. But if that isn't for you, and we want to disband this whole thought of meditation, we share how to meditate in different ways. Meditate while you're cooking. Meditate while you're walking. Meditation while there's music playing. In yoga and in our meditation classes, we teach how to go about doing that. It's not just sitting quiet in a room. It is being able to change your thought process of what meditation means. And so I am all for it if what our health and wellness is are sending people to the studios so that they can be taught and have these strategies to take for themselves. We don't just teach them at the studio. We teach these to you so that you have tools. You don't have to just breathe when you come to the yoga studio. We're giving you the tools so that you can take them home with you and begin to practice on your own. We offer blocks, props, you name it. But mostly, it's the strategy and how to continue your practice at home as well.
Marilyn?
Yes, I am here, and I am loving what I am hearing.
Marilyn,
yes,
what is
go
she?
Ahead, ask the question.
She is
the best invention ever. You're the best invention ever.
Oh, thank you so much. I am honored to be of service. That's what God puts us here for. We're not just here for ourselves. We're here to do something different.
Amen.
We're here to make a change. The biggest challenge we've got as a studio is getting people to come back to hear and be able to practice. It's being able to change the mind due to COVID, right? And the change is based off of this long isolation. We're seriously trying to rebuild a community here and change the COVID culture. We're trying to change COVID culture.
Yes, yes, yes.
The mindset has to change in order for one to focus on health and well-being or believe that it's possible. It is possible because if I wasn't doing yoga, if I wasn't praying, meditation, which I've always had as a part of my life, I only know prayer and meditation. He changes things, but to be able to do it and practice physically, body, mind, and self, that is a powerful tool. And that's what kept me through COVID. And the few people who supported the studio and attended during that time, peace in it. You know, and I prayed for that when I was working in corporate America, and he gave it to me. He answered my prayer.
That is excellent. Now, please give us the exact address, how we can reach, you know, you, how we can find the studio, and where we can see the actual schedule so people will know where they can go.
Okay, so our studio is located at 9 Mount Bethel Road. How about that? Mount Bethel Road. Does that sound familiar? So we're located at 9 Mount Bethel Road in Warren, New Jersey. The zip is 07059. You can contact us in a few ways. Our number is 908-645-0425. That number is also textable. So if you do not get an answer, text that number. Let us know what you're thinking. You could also email us at info@hywarren.com. The last is, but not least, is our website, which is warren.honoryoga.com. And on that website, you'll see what our offerings are. There are a few pictures of our studio. You'll see our aerial yoga studio, you'll see our practice rooms, you'll see our meditation rooms. You'll find us on Google as well. Do a Google search, and it'll share some things that are about us. Well, I tell you one thing we love is really guiding people where they are in their practice and building a huge community. The community is everything to us. We cater to what they're looking for, and we make sure we deliver.
All right. That is excellent. I have to mention one thing. Okay.
We offer workshops, okay? And so you mentioned one thing that I want to make sure I touch. You mentioned people suffering from depression and anxiety. We have workshops, and we had a workshop, yoga for depression and anxiety. And that was a, you know, for a nominal fee, maybe like $10 or $15. And we have one of our teachers who has personal experience with that and had a workshop to not just teach them yoga, but teach them some strategies as well. Through the practice of yoga, we've had breast cancer workshops. This weekend, or I should say next weekend, you can sign up and come to our studio for a restorative and sound healing workshop. These workshops, in addition to our classes, are to really pinpoint specific things that need to be elaborated on. And we try to make sure we do that through bringing in teachers. So, for one, most of the teachers, they don't just have 200-hour certifications. They have I have teachers who are certified in Reiki, Reiki Master 1 and 2. I have teachers who are prenatal certified. We do prenatal workshops from time to time. So that's in addition to our classes, and I just wanted to share that as well.
Well, it seems that you have a full offering for people to come in to heal their mind, body, soul, and spirits. And
yes.
What else could you ask for other than to have people come, please, go and visit Ana Yoga in Warren, New Jersey. Give it a try. See if you like it. I'm sure you will.
Yes, yes. Please give us a call. And if you don't find anything, and we also do teacher training. Actually, this weekend is an aerial teacher training. So if you're interested in that, we offer teacher training. We have some really very qualified, very intensive programs going on. So we try to take care of everything that you're interested in.
Oh, great. And Marilyn?
Yes.
Did you hear all of that?
Yes, I did, and I can't wait to go visit.
Please, I'm looking forward to having you.
I am in New Jersey. I am in West Orange, so I am coming over. And Aurelia, I'm bringing you with me.
Uh-oh,
I'm there.
And guess what? I guarantee you, if your shoulders are down, they're going to be up when you leave.
All right.
Oh, I believe that.
Oh,
I
Cheryl.
Wait.
Yes, Cheryl, we had such an amazing time with you today, and we would love, love, love for you to come back and just do some, you know, you and Marilyn together can do a breathing workshop on the show.
Oh, I would love that.
Yes.
I
would love that.
So we're going to schedule that.
Yes, I would
that.
Certainly love that. Yes, I would,
So we would like our listeners to really pay attention to what she said, because we really have to take care of ourselves. Our body, this is the only body we get. So we have to treat it right so that it would benefit us living longer and living healthier. And, you know, establishments like Ana Yoga and like Marilyn's establishment, Help and Heal Hearts, they're there to serve you, to help you be a better you. So, I mean, I am surrounded by nothing but best invention ever, the people. So we want you to be the best invention ever as well. So please take the time out, learn about the places that offer these kinds of practices so that you too can, you know, really get yourself to where you want to be and to dispel the myth that COVID has changed you and you'll never be the same again. You're going to be better, and this is what it's all about, being better.
And that's what everyone deserves, to become the best version of themselves.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's nothing stopping you but you. Come on out.
All right.
We welcome you.
Okay, so on that note, we're going to say goodbye to all of our listeners, and we will see you again on Best Invention Ever You. And thank you to Cheryl from Ana Yoga for just spending time with us. We really enjoyed you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl, and thank you, our listeners, and Aurelia. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for spending time with us. Come back now, yeah?